Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Praise God, hallelujah, ke dumedisa bana ka ba fela ba ntate bana ba modimo ka le biso le le matla la morana wa rona Jesu Kriste. Ngwaneso, I've had stories, man. I've had stories. So many people ba bua the way bophelo bo leng boima ka teng. Ba bang ba bua the way ba thabileng ka teng because of what God has done for them. I've heard stories, positive and negative stories. Ke a dumela pelong ya ka ka ofela hore, you know, even when before I used to doubt hore is there God, when I was going through difficult things in my life. But when I heard stories about the things tse bana ba modimo ba tsamaileng ho tsona, ke a smaela ngwaneso ke re, indeed there is God. How so fitli mo ngwaneso tsebe hore you're not listening hard enough. How mamela batho ba bua ditori tsa bona dintho tse modimo ba etseditseng tsona lefatsheng. Ngwaneso, you breathe wa ipotsa hore how did that person survive, how did they make it. Ke batla bua ka one of the most important things bana beso, and I like to relate dintho tse di etsahalang around rona hore re kgone go relate. You know, when Jesus used to tell stories, he used to tell stories that, you know, made people listen and pay attention. Ba kgone go kgomagantsha ba bone gore so this is happening because of that. And even though most of his stories were parables, mara ne o kgona gore ga o dutse le one gore so this is what he meant, you know. And I've titled my next message, Do You Have What It Takes to Make It? You know, like I said, I've often asked myself, you know, how most people survive the trials they went through. People get robbed of their future, you know, they lose their jobs. Ba lahlehelwa ke di family tsa bona. Ba bang ba tsoga sepetlele ngwaneso ba sa tsebe gore ba fitlhile jwang mo, you know. People get raped every day, or women get raped every day. How come mamela radio, mamela di story tsa radio ngwaneso, especially talk radio, how mamela batla ditaba batla o blella hore he, how many people have lost their lives, how many women a day. Le bana ba rapiwa these days ngwaneso, and it is so tragic. But if you sit down o mamela di story, the 30 survivors, those who woke up in hospital, the trauma that they went through, but they are still alive. And when they remember, they sit down, they narrate their stories. Babu, the way they were raped, the way bale patunsi wakating, they will be able to mashabi wagadi tipa and left for dead. And they will tell you, hurry, man, I did not know how I was going to survive that. Some are still living with the injuries. But there is one thing, Waneso, ikbatlang huibua, kanto tse kafela tse mpiti dietza halang. Hamudimu anale planning abo pilo about how they can step you 100 times, Waneso. You will wake up because God wants to show the world that he can do things. And I've often given up to Bajalo, but surviving in the incident, it's a horrible. They would rise one into because of the testimonies of their mouth. But they rise and one into Bahule. Babel will peel on one into Bo extremely, extremely beautiful. Not because, especially, no, but because God is not done with them. How much you must get to cover in one is? Tiba hori, how survive so that you can suffer more? O survivor because mudimu nali planning our pillow, but how? Do you have what it takes? Yes, you do. You definitely do. People commit suicide because they've gone for a week without food and they don't have a plan. People commit suicide because they've lost their jobs. When you got stabbed, you got raped, you were violated. Don't lose hope. You have what it takes. There is no need to end it, Waniso. There is a need for you to find out why it happened. Not how it happened, but why it happened. Ask God. Bua le modimo wa hao. Go khoneng ya hao, go kamoreng ya hao, motlotlele re modimo. This is what happened to me. Hobaneng wa ne modimo yetsa hetsentse, hobaneng. Modimo o tla kena le wena. A o bolella hore no. I've shown you. Or no. I allowed this to happen so that this can happen. There is always a reason, Waniso. Don't throw it away by giving up. You have what it takes. Don't throw it away, Waniso, because ubona hore ahona way out. There is a way out. Give Jim a way out, ya ha, Waniso. Sometimes I hadn't told him, Pidia, it's a hala horuna. Relahlela thabela ngwaneso re a give up because re a bona hore ha hona mo bophelo bo yang. But God is with you, ngwaneso. He knows what you need. Modimo na loe na ngwaneso. He knows. I am not, you know, sometimes re a jula. Re kwate. Dipelo tsa rona di tla lo re Modimo. If you love me, how can you let me be raped? If God, if you love me, how can you let me be shot? God, if you love me, how can you let me be stabbed? God, if you love me, how can you let me lose my job, knowing that is the only thing that I was good at, knowing that that is the only thing, Mudimu, ekeneke provide la familia kakayona. God, how can I lose my car? God, how can I lose my mom? God, how can I lose my dad? God, how can I lose my family member? God, my grandmother is the one who raised me. I don't have any parents. God, how can I lose her? God, I love her. Mudimu. Hakisana mutu. Yantse hitang. Mudimu hakisana mutu ya. Yeki buangle na hakinale matata. Mewaka wile. Mkono waka wile. Tatu waka wile. I lost my sister. Every year I've buried people. This year, Lord, I'm losing my job. This year, Lord, I am sick. Ke tsontse ke phile ka medication. God, I can't do it anymore. Waniso, you can. You have what it takes. O na le matla a sa tsebeng rona le ona, Waniso. You can do it. You can get through it. Ke mona ho jwetsa hore how khatsalatse hore ho etsa hetseng bophelong ba hao. How khatsalatse hore keng e o hlagetseng. I know that 2020 was very hard for most people. How khatsalatse ngwaneso, you can make it. Why are you still here, ngwaneso? Because you have what it takes. Fight on, ngwaneso. Fight on, ngwaneso. Bophelo bo diatleng tsa hao. Bophelo ba hao ngwaneso bo diatleng tsa Modimo. I've often asked myself, why am I the only one who survived? And I used to say, you know, people would ask me, how did you do it? And I was like, I don't know how I got out, but I did. Le nna ke ile ka ba situationeng e boima ngwaneso. But I made it. Today I'm here. Encouraging you to hold on. I'm not a guy healing ale blessed. I had to fight through life. I had to fight through sickness. So because I keep we fella. because of a book I read. No. Kibua chena ngwanesu, I have been through things, difficult things, tough things, but they have only made me tougher. Dinkense kibe more stronger. Dinkense ki faith ya kai hole ngwanesu. Dinkense ke phele ka o tshepa Modimo. Ke a tseba ya hore if something goes wrong now, and I believe in my heart, and I pray, God will answer my prayers. Uma meti Modimo. Hey, Modimo, uma meti ngwanesu. He knows what you need. Kitausia ka mantsi a latelang ngwanesu. You do not have, because you ask not. Kopa o tla fiwa ngwanesu. That's the Bible. I know people will say, hey, God knows everything. He can hear what I'm saying inside of me. I'm tired of praying. No. Oska khatsala rapela ngwanesu, you have what it takes. Ona le bona bogone, ke a le buha fo mfatsebe ya ha ngwanesu, Modimo a hwetse handle. Modimo a khodise. Modimo a go bontse matla a hao a ona le ona. Let God show you strength. Ke a le buha. Praise God. Thank you for listening.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Discover an abundance of life, 657 AM.